Well, this morning we have a guest joining us here in our studios, Ann Pross, the director of the Iowa Western Community College Cass County Campus, in with us this morning. How are you?
Very good. Thanks for having me.
All your New Year's resolutions still going strong?
Oh, golly, do we have to talk about that?
Okay, moving on. Well, one New Year's resolution probably you have every year as you get to after the first of the year and start to look at planning. You've got that jazz and wine event that always comes up in early March, so that's got to be a resolution to get that going right away, right?
You know, and that starts planning the day after it's done for the next year. And it's just really a wonderful event in our community, and I want to reach out and thank everybody who helps support it, because through that community and countywide support is what has made our event so tremendously successful. And it wouldn't be possible without all that generosity.
There are a lot of fundraisers out there, a lot of opportunities for folks to do different things, whether it's for folks in need or community organizations, whatever. But it seems like everybody's always kind of looking for that next hook, something just a little bit different. Jazz and wine's a little bit different than a lot of what you see. How'd you ever come up with the idea?
Well, golly, I have to credit the committee. And this, we're in our 12th year this year, and we wanted to do something a little bit different and unique, like you said. Kind of look into those spring months, maybe where everybody has a little bit of cabin fever. So we've been on that first Sunday in March, which seems to correlate with everybody's high school schedules and other travels and staying away from spring break. And the event has just grown and grown and grown. And now as we utilize our entire building for the event, it's fun. It's a great event out, and along the way you get to support a terrific cause.
And it raises some pretty good money that all stays here and helps students who sometimes, let's face it, a community college education is one of the greatest bargains around when it comes to education. However, that doesn't mean everyone can necessarily still afford it. There are some students who really do benefit from the programs out there to help needy students, and this is one way to do it.
There's just lots and lots of data that supports that through education, you change your income and you become this different citizen and play a different role in the community. So it is definitely an economic development tool for our area to be able to have access to high quality education. And whether that be a education that you're gaining your first 2 years at Iowa Western, you plan on transferring on, making those college dollars stretch as far as you possibly can, or you're doing a program that is a career and technical or other program, which has great earning potential. So definitely education changes lives, and it's pure and simple on that fact. And we are just so thankful that people support that throughout the community and county.
Yeah, it's that's a community college opportunity there. You've got everything from career enhancement to personal enhancement to things like getting, as you said, getting that education run started before you maybe move on to a four-year school afterwards. So there are lots of different ways that folks will use that. It's just nice to see that the communities will support that type of thing and that they'll step up to make those scholarship dollars happen.
You know, and I think we're extremely fortunate with the generosity of our area to do this event. Last year, we raised enough to be able to support over $15,000 in scholarships. So that is pretty amazing. So we helped 20 students this past year get that jump start towards their education and through helping them in the fall and or spring semesters. So it is a lot of fun, and I wish I could bottle the enthusiasm as these students come back into my office many times to say thank you. It's such a heartfelt experience. It's hard for me to put back into words. It almost makes me a little bit emotional to talk about it, because for many of these students, it is sometimes the first person that has believed in them, that has invested in them. And we have students of all different age groups, and maybe they've tried going to college at one point in their life and it just didn't work. But now there's been a passion that has come to them. They've ignited something inside of them where everything is working great. Yeah, going to school is working this go round. And so that is really cool to see that student achieve that. There's not a better celebration day than graduation. Seeing them walk across the stage and shoulders held high, just a far different person than they were when they started that whole process. So it is a journey. Education is a journey. And building in self-confidence along the way is such a neat process for folks. So we are very fortunate to have great faculty, a full-time faculty in our center, adjuncts who are working professionals who share their in-depth knowledge about topic and materials, as well as, you know, short-term training programs too. So there's really something for everyone. And being able to support those efforts is what's important to our committee. And thanks to everyone, we're able to do that.
Well, and the student just don't sit back and take advantage of the scholarship money. They are part of the process, too. They're there. If you go to Jazz and Wine, the event, you will see students there helping, assisting. They might be waiting tables or busing. They'll be doing all kinds of things. But they are there to show that they do appreciate the fact that these people are helping them get ahead.
You know, and I think that's part of what makes the event fun. So I call it always a zero-calorie evening, and you've been there, Jim, just because you're supporting such a good cause. That, you know, we have an Iowa Western Culinary Arts graduate does our main hors d'oeuvre catering, and then we have an entire room full of luscious desserts, as well as wines that are provided by Hy-Vee Wine and Spirits, and non-alcoholic beverages as well. So we want to make sure that everyone realizes that no matter what your taste might be, there's something there for you. We also have the privilege of having the Iowa Western Jazz Ensemble come out and play for us that evening. Last year, they mixed in vocals as well, which was really cool and much appreciated. So there's students surrounding us, those have been scholarship recipients in the Cass County Center, many who wish to be a volunteer recipient, you know, in that category, as well as students from the Council Bluffs campus. And it is just a really a wonderful evening out to support a good cause.
So how many desserts are there at Jazz and Wine? Do you have any idea?
Usually it tops 100 different
sure.
desserts. it is varied just a little bit along the way. But yeah, usually, you know, you certainly can't sample them all.
Oh, goodness, no.
And, you know, but it's fun to give it a shot.
I see some people do. You see the plates walking by.
That's right.
Well, this is an opportunity for anybody to participate. I know you have a lot of sponsors, whether it be businesses, organizations, individuals that help to sponsor too, but anybody can participate in this.
That's exactly right. And we are very thankful to our sponsors along the way. You know, KJN has been an inaugural sponsor with us from the very beginning, and we so much appreciate that. But there's also all different kinds of levels that include recognition. So if that's something that be able to recognize you, for your level of support. Many of the donor levels also include tickets to the event. But if you want to start out and just get a couple tickets to the event, it's $25 a person. And just what a great way to come. Bring a group of friends with you that evening. And it's just amazing to see it all happening.
You bet. It seemed like you had a lot of success right from the start. Did you hear back from folks? Why were they so enthusiastic about, okay, here comes somebody asking for sponsorship of another fundraiser? You know, there's always the risk. They might say no, but obviously a lot of them said yes. Why did they jump on board?
You know, I feel really honored, and it's such a role in our community to be involved in education. And I think many people believe in what we're doing and believe in investing because we know that helps our citizens gain this different economic status. So I think not only is it a fun night out kind of when we got that winter doldrums, but it's also supporting such a good cause and seeing these folks who may not have had that education that have had a minimum wage job. Now there are nurses or there are, you know, all these different roles that it can be just as examples. And it's pretty amazing to see that transformation in people's lives. And we are very thankful for the support.
Well, it is called Community College. It takes some more than just the folks that work there to make up that community to help this thing blossom.
That's exactly right. We couldn't do it without the amazing planning committee. I just have to give a shout out to all the gals who participate in that. We're small but mighty crew, and we I just love them. That we couldn't do it without them.
What's your favorite dessert?
Oh, a cheesecake's always, you know, golly, fill up my plate. I like to give a shot at everything, though.
I like to try as many cheesecakes as I can.
Yes.
Rhubarb's always a good one, too. I like things with rhubarb in them. Mm-hmm. That'll always play.
Yeah, well, that sounds great.
But there's just so many things. And, of course, the hors d'oeuvres that are there as well, too. You get another nice opportunity, nice variety of things to enjoy. Don't eat before you come. For heaven's sakes, don't eat beforehand.
That's right.
But if folks would like to participate in any way, shape, or form, whether they want to be a sponsor, perhaps maybe pick up tickets and see what it's like if they haven't experienced that before, how would they go about doing that?
Just give us a call. I'm happy to share with you the different opportunities there are that you might consider, as well as if you want tickets. I don't have the tickets quite ready yet for you to pick up at the office, but you can call in and make that reservation already, and we'll certainly get you going.
Okay, and that's coming up again when?
On Sunday, March the 3rd, the first Sunday in March.
All right, nice quick evening. It's a nice social evening. You know, you're going to see a lot of friends there. And buy a table. Get a table full of folks to come on out and enjoy the night. And thanks for coming out. Appreciate it. And thanks for all that you and the rest of the staff do at Iowa Western Community College. It's good to have that type of resource here close to home.
Well, we're very thankful to be here. Thanks, Jim.